come in search of honey, human. And you've come to the queen's personal chambers. Please tell me why I shouldn't have my workers come here to sting you. Yes. Yes, you're correct. I have just finished cleaning out the chambers. I have just become queen. But the terrible queen previous killed the most fertile males before I could take care of her. So, I'm having a dilemma here. Usually, a human would be an issue here, but I'm very open-minded. I can see you're staring at my body, human. Don't be fooled by my tiny body. Burying hips, beautiful face. I am more deadly than all the others. I can tell you, like, what I see. My nectar is more sweet than any you've had before, and any human would die for a taste. You've caught me at an interesting time. I've heard humans have their own sweet, warm nectar. Is it true? You intrigue me. A nectar that could breed even a queen such as I. Come here. Let me have a look at you. You have a strong form. Far more attractive than any human that has come before you, and oh my, what is this? Is this your cock, human? Oh dear. It surges. Your queen must assess it. Show it to me. I've never seen a cock like this. It's magnificent. It's light curve, the pulses with each light touch, and my, these bolts, they feel so full, so ready. Never felt bolts such as this. They feel like they could breed 1,000 if required. Tell me the truth, human. Do not lie to your queen. Did you truly come here for the drab, plain honey of workers? No, I thought not. You came here for the queen, for me. You came for the legendary nectar only a true queen could provide. But me? I assure you, I am sweeter than any other. Are you willing to risk never wanting to leave my hive? You may never exit my chambers once you get a taste, and I require a presence for many moons. As a new queen must be bred. I can see this interests you. You are hard as a rock, and your balls tell me you have much for a queen to use for her own needs. Well, I've made my decision, human. I will give you all the honey and nectar you require. But in return, you must breed me. You must give your queen the big, magnificent cock and breed her with your hot, sticky cum, your pure, sweet nectar. Here. Let me give you a taste of mine. Do I taste sweet, human? Taste me. Taste the sweetest of a queen. And a queen's pussy, this is the sweetest.
sweetness no human can forget, a sweetness you can't resist.
Lay with me. Lay down in the bed of a queen. Body will soak with the juices that flow from me. Feel my lips.
Oh, yes.
Feel my teats. Pinch my nipples, human. Feel what an entire hive dreams of touching. I can feel my pussy soaking already. Soaking with my hot sticky nectar. My nectar that's for you. Here. Let me give you a taste. Suck my fingers, human. I love hearing a human moan when they taste me. Do you want to taste it yourself? I promised you all the nectar you need, and it's dripping from my pussy. Now, please, your queen. Yes, that's it. That feels amazing. Your tongue feels far beyond what workers have. It feels like you're lapping off the only nectar left in the world. How does my pussy taste? You can't even speak. Your eyes begging for more sweet pussy filled with honey. Go ahead. Keep licking your queen. Fuck human. You're hungrier than any I've seen. You will make a fine subject for the hive. For me. Oh, human. Don't look at me like that. You know what I want. What I need. Don't worry. One thing that surpasses the taste of a queen's pussy nectar is the feeling of her pussy itself. And the feel of her sticky, sweet mouth. Now, lay down while your queen readies. Sorry. Now, lay down while your queen readies your hard, magnificent cock so you can breathe her over and over. That's it. Lay your head back. It's too much, isn't it? Tell your queen what you want, what you need. Her mouth, her pussy, her everything. Beg for it, human. Beg to dump your sweet cum inside of her. So tasty. I haven't had a cock in my mouth for ages. And I'm talking about me in real life, out of character. Oh, yes. I can taste the saltiness of the pre-cum. I'm so sorry. I'm ruining the script. I'm not doing this on purpose. Good. That's what your queen loves to hear. Your queen bee loves hearing what she needs. An aching soul begging to fill her, to breed her. I don't know what's wrong with me today, but just see this as a way of denying you an orgasm since I keep interrupting myself. But I'm just licking my finger and sucking on it. And I find it so weird that it tastes like my pussy. And I kind of love the taste of it. Okay, back to the script. Don't worry, human. I'm climbing on top of you, but I won't sting you. I promise. Touch it if you feel like my stinger. I love it. Gentle human. I wouldn't want you getting hurt. I wouldn't sting what breeds me. Now give me that amazing cock. The big, hard, magnificent cock. The best I've ever seen. I can tell those balls are so full of nectar. You will please your queen over and over. Let me fill myself with you. Oh my goodness. Ah, oh, you're stretching me. Never thought a human's cock would fill me so. Ah, I love this feeling. I'm so full. But it's not enough. I need to be full. Full of your cum. Now fuck me. Fuck your queen. Trust deep inside me. Like that. Yes, good humor. I can feel your cock fill me once again. Oh my god. I can't record this anymore. Bye.